Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, well, well. Five and counting. But who's looking at the calendar? Good afternoon, Kansas City. What a beautiful day. A little chilly, but beautiful nonetheless. Warmer
it's
weather.
It's a nice day for a white sweater.
You're only allowed to use bad jokes once.
I know. It's every day that it's a nice day for a
white sweater. That's terrible.
I know it's terrible. I can't stop. It's been in my head for 3 days.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well.
So well. So well.
Whoa. Why are you doing so well?
I'm just
so
been a
well.
Good couple days. My son came back to get his passport renewed, so I got some son mama time.
Where's old Jack going?
He thinks he's going to Mexico in the spring, which is great. But, you know, when kids turn... I don't know if it's every 5 years or how that works.
It's 5 years if they're under the age of 18, and then after that, it's every 10.
Yeah, but I think he had to renew it. He doesn't look anything like the last time we had his passport. You know, he's an adult now, so he had to go do that. And you know what? It worked. In and out. It was very quick. Martin City Post Office was great. It took like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you just take a picture, fill out the form, and put it in the mail.
What he did?
It's really simple.
Yeah. He said to me, though, he goes, Mom, what's your name? And I go, what do you mean? And he goes, well, yeah, awkward.
Well, it changes a lot.
You know, they want the mother's name, and then there were all these boxes, mother's name at birth, mother aliases. And I go, aliases? I don't have any aliases.
Dana Wright's an alias.
I know. It looks like I'm in the witness protection program when you fill this stuff out.
Your real name is not Dana Wright.
It is not.
Your real name is Dana Katz.
Correct. I know, it's confusing. Jack laughed last night, and he goes, could we not just go with one name?
Well, son, like my husband, it keeps changing every few years.
Yeah, can I get a second piece of paper, please?
How many last names have you had? Three?
Yeah.
Right, and then your first married name, and then Katz.
Yes.
So you've had three last names.
Correct. So it really does look like when you're filling this out that I'm fleeing the law.
Either that or you like to get married.
It's fine.
One of the two.
No, it's fine.
All right, let's get started, everybody. 576-7798. Don't forget, Election Day is 5 days away, and we will begin our coverage next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Story here. A tax attorney is facing charges for allegedly secretly filming women using the restroom of an office building. Troy Renkemeyer, who is 51 years old, is charged with one count of breach of privacy by video or picture in Johnson County Court. According to the affidavit, Renkemeyer owns Renkemeyer Law Firm in Overland Park. The firm operates in a shared business space. I'm surprised it's just one count because there are several women apparently on the video.
We're going to talk about that. Keep reading. It makes me so mad.
On September 28th, a woman using the restroom in the building said she discovered a block-shaped item on a table in the restroom. The next day, the woman told police she noticed a camera attached to the bottom of the table pointed directly at the toilet. The woman told police she noticed two micro SD cards in the camera, and she went to Target to buy an SD card reader. According to court documents, the woman told police that she viewed the video on the SD cards and they contained footage of her and other women using the restroom. She also told officers that the footage showed Rankemeyer setting up the camera. A police officer viewed the footage, determined that it did indeed show Mr. Rankemeyer setting up the camera. The officer watched until they allegedly saw one woman being filmed while she was using the restroom. Needless to say, according to the affidavit, none of the women consented to being filmed. Rankemeyer bonded out on $2,500 due back in court in December.
Why is this only one count?
Maybe because it says here that they stopped the video, the footage, when they saw one of the women being filmed using the restroom. So maybe they're going to hand it over to the prosecutors at that point and say, you guys watch the rest of this crap. We're not getting involved. Who gets off watching women take a pee?
This is just like the upskirt people who go into grocery stores and, you know, take the photo of the woman up the skirt. We need, in my opinion, tougher laws for these guys, because what ends up happening is you get a very watered down invasion of privacy charge, and it needs to be more than that. This has to be sexually motivated.
I would agree with you on that. So they would have to register as a sex offender?
I think he should register.
Well, what's the charge? He was charged with one count of breach of privacy. Okay.
Yeah, that's not going to bring any significant punishment.
Is there a charge? I can't think of one. Other than breach of privacy. It's not sexual assault. It's not sexual battery. You didn't go up to her and say, I'm going to rape you. That would be sexual assault. Sexual battery would be trying to do it. And then rape, of course, would be doing it.
I love this line. None of the women consented to being filmed. Okay. Thank you for adding that.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. I can't think of another charge other than breach of privacy, and I've been around for a long time.
There has to be some electronic charge. And here's the other deal.
No, there doesn't have to be.
You know, if you pulled this guy's laptop or computer at home, this is not going to involve one woman. If he's the owner of that law firm, and I don't know how long he's owned
Rankemeyer,
the law firm.
That's called Rankemeyer
Law Firm. Bears his name.
How about unwanted voyeurism? That's not even a charge.
No, it's not even a, not charge. It's not even a, there's no crime.
I don't know what you're going to charge him with.
You know, we went through this with the pervert that kept going to all of the, well, multiple perverts around the country kept going to all of the Forever 21 stores, because in Forever 21, they decided it was too cost prohibitive to
drop the door to the floor
in the dressing rooms. And so all of the perverts in the country got on imapervert.com and they shared the information that if you go into these stores, you can upskirt women while they're changing, because there's this, you know, 12-inch space at the bottom of the divider.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think those charges amounted to much either.
How come women never do this?
That is a great question, Scott. This is a uniquely weirdo male
crime.
I've never known a woman in the world who thought, I'm going to use my camera to film up some guy's shorts to hopefully see his junk. Doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. Now, that either means that you guys are the fairer sex, which is probably more accurate, or that our stuff is kind of ugly.
Yes and yes.
Okay. 576-7798. What would the charge be? Because I'm turning to our lawyer friends here and our police officer friends. I can't think of a charge that would fit other than breach of privacy. And I've been in a lot of courtrooms, thankfully not the defendant. And should this, as Dana makes the argument, should this be a more serious charge? Now, he didn't put it on the internet, as far as we know. He's the only one, theoretically, even if he did see it, we don't even know that he saw it yet. But should this be a more serious charge? Somebody writes in, women don't do it because they would be so disappointed.
This happened to a friend of mine. I'm going to text her and see if she'll call in. She's amazing.
Is it the gal on TV?
No.
Who was that?
It happened to my other friend.
Who was that?
Krista DeBell.
Krista DeBell, yeah.
Just trying to buy milk. Turns around. Some weirdo's got his cell phone.
Right up there.
Right up there.
576-7798. 576-7798. Your calls, your comments on this in just a moment. He is a 51-year-old lawyer in Johnson County. 51-year-old Troy Renkemeyer. And he is accused of filming women going to the restroom at his law practice. 576-7798. Now, there is a bill in the Kansas Senate. It's actually passed out of the Senate and went into the House. If you want to look it up, it's Kansas Senate Bill 420. I know that's a little bit of inside baseball here. I was just checking the history of the bill.
Yep.
It was introduced in the Senate in February of this year. It did its bounce around to the Judiciary Committee, all this other stuff. It passed in the Senate in February. About 2 weeks after it was introduced, exactly 2 weeks after it was introduced.
Yep.
Moved on to the House, where it stalled on May 21st of this year. And the argument is it stalled because of coronavirus.
The House is expected to take this back up because it passed unanimously in the Senate, by the way.
And it would require, 40-0, it would require people to register as a sex offender for certain violations of the crime breach of privacy, presumably this would
fall
under.
Yes, if it is a sexually motivated breach of privacy.
Which filming women going to the bathroom at your law firm, allegedly,
please,
would
yes.
be.
So four women testified back in February, and one of them is, I've become really a huge advocate of this young woman. She is the one named Emily Scott, and we've had her on the program, who was at the Overland Park Forever 21 and saw the cell phone on the guy's jeans that he kept sliding back and forth as he took photos of her as she was trying on, I think, a swimsuit. And she's one of the four women who testified in favor of this bill. And I think Krista DeBell is another one, and I've texted her to see if she can join us. Because up until that point, and if this passes, that's great. There's just not a whole lot they can do with these men.
No, that's right. Somebody writes in, Scott, what if this was one of your daughters? What gives you the impression that I'm saying that this is okay?
What he's saying is, let's clarify, there is not an adequate law on the books.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
This. He's not saying that there shouldn't be. He's saying they're the prosecutor's hands are tied. There's no law. We need a tougher law.
What makes you think I want this cat to skate? Yes, if it was one of my daughters, I'd be furious.
The woman in the Forever 21 case, Scott, it was discovered that the offender in that case was from Joplin and that he traveled to known locations where these dividers didn't go all the way down so he could upskirt them. They found over 150 photos of women and young girls on his phone.
Well, that the young girls is child porn.
Correct.
Let's go to Missy in Prairie Village, 576-7798. Hello, Missy.
Hi, I'm not a lawyer, but I was just wondering if stalking or some sort of stalking could be a...
Sure.
Yeah, I looked that up. Stalking in the state of Kansas would constitute using electronic surveillance.
Well, a cell phone, maybe?
Sure, Missy.
Well, or a camera
or
in
a
this
camera.
Case.
And let me ask you this, Missy. I wonder if part of the problem is when they find 150 cell phone photos on that pervert's phone in the Forever 21 case from Joplin... How difficult or impossible is it to identify the victims in those photos? And I'm guessing it is impossible to identify who those girls are.
Probably. So.
And so how do you get them to testify and say this is the victim when all police had to work on were some photos of girls wearing skirts with no identifiable information about the victims?
Good point.
Somebody wants to know, is it a felony? Stalking can be a felony and a misdemeanor in the state of Kansas. Breach of privacy, I don't know. I would guess, based on the bond that he posted, that it's a misdemeanor.
The offender in the Upskirt Forever 21 case was sentenced to 18 months of probation without a cell phone and 15 years on the sex offender registry.
Good.
I'm guessing they pleaded it down and said, as part of this plea, you are going to register. But remember, the day after he was sentenced, do you remember this, Scott?
Didn't he do it again?
The day after he was sentenced, he reoffended again at the Target in Olathe.
Two fools born a minute.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to stop. It's a thing. I don't know why it's a thing, but if this is your thing.
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing, but they don't stop.
Yeah, I remember that guy. He got sentenced in Johnson County.
On the 30th.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he was not supposed to have a cell phone.
Nope. Drove to Olathe.
Somehow got himself. Because, I mean, how are they to know when you walk into the Sprint store or whatever that you're not supposed to have a cell phone?
Right.
And who's going to monitor that? How do you monitor whether or not somebody has a cell phone or not?
You don't.
I mean, it's a law with, it's a punishment with no teeth.
They caught him because he got caught again at the Target in Olathe. Is it so hard to just put the damn barriers all the way to the ground?
I think at that point you're dealing with somebody who's got bigger issues than just wanting to see somebody's skirt. This
correct,
is like,
but Scott, if you're Forever 21 and you Google that and you see that men have been sentenced in 12 states doing this. This is clearly a network of people sharing ideas about, hey, well, if you go to this store, there's no divider barrier down there 12 inches on. At that point, to me, as a business owner, you have a responsibility to correct the loophole in your dressing rooms.
When we get back, more trouble at the Independence Center. Welcome back. Story here from Channel 5. The Independence Police Department, a couple of days ago, found itself dealing with what they called a large-scale incident at Independence Center. According to the police department, a metro-wide agency assist was requested. Translation, we can't handle this on our own.
Get
your asses in here. At the center, due to about 300 minors causing problems and getting into fights. Currently, at the time, several minors were being detained as they waited for their parents. The police department said there have been people calling even about a shooting. This occurred, a handful of days ago? Yeah. But there was no shooting at the Independence Center. Says the police department in Independence, we are to the point of a zero tolerance regarding incidents at the Independence Center. This is so that we can ensure everyone's safety and promote a positive shopping experience for all. They are asking that people avoid the area if possible. Now, this was written at the time that this all went down. So
hundreds
I don't know.
Hundreds of 300, minors.
300 minors causing problems.
They actually put out an all call to the parents and said, if we have your minor in custody here, we need you to come and get them.
Mm-hmm. You will not ever, ever catch me or my children or anybody in my family at the Independence Center. No way.
Does the mall property have the authority to say unaccompanied minors are not allowed here?
Yes.
Then why don't they just say that? Because, you know, you and I back in the day, we would...
When malls were new.
When malls were new and exciting, we would go and...
We'd go to the mall.
Walk around the mall.
Yeah.
I don't recall ever getting into a melee. I don't recall large crowds, even though I'm sure there were kids in our day that caused problems at the mall, Scott.
If they did, it was out in the parking lot.
But here's what I know we didn't do. We didn't spend a ton of money at the mall because at age 15, you don't have a ton of money. And so I don't know why, if you're the Independence Center, why you just don't say unaccompanied minors are not allowed. Period.
What, are you going to card them as they walk in the door?
I don't know.
I need you to prove you are 18 years old.
I don't know.
Were you there?
300 kids. I mean, The mall security guard is not going to be able to handle that.
No, he's not. What was that movie? The Mall Cop?
Paul Blart,
that's right. I actually watched that one time over at
it's
Kelly's.
It's so good.
It's actually a funny movie. Yeah, you guys are right. Independence Center is the next mall to die. Absolutely.
And you know what? I don't take any joy in hearing you say that, but
I'm just reading from the text line.
I think malls are struggling as it is anyway.
Well, duh.
On their Facebook page,
Bannister, Indian Springs, Metro North, yep, they're all gone.
It says on the Independence Center website, it says they are open for business and you are supposed to wear a mask. I'm guessing the 300 children in the melee were not. That's neither here nor there.
576-7798. Were you there at the Independence Center when this occurred? I believe it was over the weekend. What happened? What time did this occur? Somebody says the mall is actually quite nice during the day.
They Scott, have a Walker
that,
program.
Scott, that sounded very Johnson County snobbish that you wouldn't set foot in the Independence Center. No, I wouldn't. There have been too many problems out there. I'm a 49-year-old guy. I'm victim number one. Jesse in Independence. Hello, Jesse.
Hi. So I was there with my husband and my one-year-old.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it felt.
What time did it occur?
It was around 7:15 that we were actually walking out the doors as the first police car was in front of the building and the other ones were pulling up.
Okay, now wait. Was this Saturday night?
Yes.
Okay.
And what was the first indication you had that something was wrong?
So I don't know what time the mall closes. We're not there on Saturday nights, hardly ever. Actually, never are we there on Saturday nights, but we were this time. So we thought that the mall was closing and everyone was leaving. And it was not chaotic at all. Like, our experience there, completely normal. There were a lot of teenagers, which I'm not used to because we're normally there during the day. And during the day, it's really calm. And I think the first time that we noticed something crazy was happening is we were walking out the front doors of the mall and a flood of everyone started coming back inside the mall.
Oh, they started
and
coming mall- back in.
Who's everyone? Yeah. A bunch of teenagers?
There were quite a few teenagers. Honestly, when I heard the number 300, I'm like, no way. There's no way there were 300 people. So that is my first take, and they were just coming back inside, and I just remember the face of this one guy. He was not a teenager, but you just knew he did not want to be involved with the police. That was really interesting. And my husband saw him too, and it was just man, he wanted out.
So did you get out of there, Jesse, or what?
Him and his warrants.
Oh yeah, he's probably in his 20s or something, but he didn't have a crowd.
But to Dana's question, you guys got out safely?
Oh, yeah. We got out safely. So I was concerned because I didn't know what was going on. And since the police were just now arriving, we saw the police cars flood in. We had no idea what was going on. And it didn't look big.
Jesse, I've pulled this up from the Star article. When Independence put out a call for help, Kansas City, Lee's Summit, and Blue Springs responded. Then Jackson County Sheriff's deputies responded. Then Missouri Highway Patrol troopers responded.
Damn.
The teens kept moving, including to stores outside the mall and north across 39th Street to stores and restaurants at Independence Commons. At 8:40, officers reported being unable to get into the Sears because its doors were locked. The fights happened outside of the mall, according to an Independence police spokesman.
If the problems are at night, to Jesse's point, she was there on Saturday night when this occurred, apparently. If it's all fine during the day, and I've gotten several texts to that regard as well, why don't they just shut down the mall at 7 o'clock?
Here's what I don't understand. Under their center hours, under Independence Center, let me make sure this is the same Independence Center, because I'm sure there's more than one. It says hours 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and noon to 6.
For normal people.
For normal, yeah, and then noon. Yeah, this is Missouri. And then noon to 6 on Sundays. So this says they close at 7.
Hang on. Let me get Jesse back in here. Jesse.
Yeah.
Is that right that the mall closes at 7 then on Saturdays?
That's what it appeared to be, you know, because we didn't know that. But I mean, we're just there. Honestly, we got some coffee at Gloria Jean's and we were leaving.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just like no big deal. And it looked like everyone was normally.
So everything broke out right about the time the mall was closing then.
Yes. Yes.
I see.
And outside, so we went outside the front doors and the chaos was happening where we were leaving. And it didn't look, I don't doubt the police at all. I mean, they took care of it. And there were tons of police cars there. It took us a long time to get out, but we went to our cars. And we were just like, there. When we saw 300 people on the news, we were like, what? There were not 300 people there. So we were very surprised.
Yeah.
To hear that.
All right. Thank you for the call. Okay. Be safe.
I don't understand this. Some shoppers said they didn't realize anything was wrong until the center announced shortly before 9 p.m. that everyone needed to leave. The Independent Center owned website says they close at 7, although I'm wondering maybe that's since this happened.
Let's go to Carrie in Gladstone. Hello, Carrie.
How about Carrie?
Oh, Carrie, go ahead. Sure.
Isn't that what I said?
Carrie.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can solve the problem. I used to live in Vegas, and they had this problem, and it was about they didn't want to interfere on their rights or, you know, blah, 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 but these kids were causing all kinds of problems. There were gangs and in the malls. And what they did was some guy rang up radio just like this and said, I can solve it with no problem whatsoever. And his solution was you put on Barry Manilow on the intercom and blare it.
Maybe some Clay Aiken?
And honest to God, it worked. It did. It worked. Within a week, they all cleared out and didn't come back.
It just took a little Barry Manilow, huh?
It was Barry Manilow.
Poor Barry.
I forgot what mall it was in Vegas. But, yeah, they all laughed about it, saying this was the perfect solution. Yeah, exactly. So that's my solution.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it worked. It honest to God worked.
Hey, thanks for the call. Glad you did. Thank you so much. Steve in Kansas City. Hello, Steve. 576-7798.
How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
You do a great job in what you do.
Oh, you're very kind to say that. Thank you. That means a lot. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, the 5 times that I have been to Independence Mall, I've had a good time, you know, with dinner, by myself, or with someone. And it's been peaceful. But you got to look at the Independence Mall as of the area that it's in. Normally, it's not the older adults that you're going to have problems with. It's the younger adults that I would say from 17, we'll say from 14 to 35. Independence Mall even has security and police.
Okay.
Independence Police Department.
They have a substation there, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Independence Police Department cannot handle 300 people. No police department can handle 300 people at one time. So you have to call. You have to call back up. And when you call that many police officers and that many agencies in there, you have to put a gridlock around that mall where nobody leaves or nobody enters, nobody exits, until you find the culprit for it to turn around. But to get 300 males and females fighting at one location, I don't care if it's inside of a mall, inside of a park, and nobody sees anything, it's just ludicrous. It can happen, but you got to call all the police departments and agencies in, and you cannot outrun a radio. So when they get there, if they put a gridlock around that mall, they can find out who they're looking for. It just depends on how willing are they willing to do that.
All right, Steve. Hey, do appreciate the call, man. 576-7798. Grant Miller, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. Those are scattered like cockroaches when you play this one. We had it all. meme of the day goes to none other than Amy Anderson over at Channel 5, who has a meme on her Facebook today that reads, and I quote, "Turning back the clocks," which, by the way, we have to do this weekend, "turning back the clocks and adding an hour to 2020 is like getting a bonus track on a Yoko Ono album."
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need a bonus track. What is that?
She's at an art show in New York, and there's a microphone, and she just walks straight up to it and just starts going to town on it. That is her. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I've never heard an actual Yoko Ono song.
Yes, you have. It's the one where she just starts screaming.
That's it right there.
No, there's another one. And Sam has played it before, and it's hilarious.
I love this on YouTube. It says Yoko Ono, Walking on Thin Ice. That's the name of the song. And then in parentheses, best version. As opposed to...
Yeah, well...
Hang on. I've never heard her before. Whoa. Okay. I'd rather go to prison for the rest of my life.
We are all getting a bunch of junk right now in the mail. On average, how many do you say you receive, Scott?
You mean like the little flyers to vote for Roger Marshall or Barbara Bollier
like
or whomever?
20 a day. It's something insane.
No, it's not like that. Probably two a day.
Oh.
Probably two.
You are lucky, lucky, lucky. I'm telling you, we get 10 to 15 a day on a good day.
Really?
And last night, this comes into my mailbox, and I'm curious if anyone else has received one of these. It says it's from the Center for Voter Information in Missouri, which whatever.
You mean in Kansas?
No, it says, this one says it's from Missouri. It says from Springfield.
Oh, okay. I looked them up and went through their website. I can't find any partisan affiliation one way or the other.
I was so annoyed when I opened it. Listen to how judgy this sounds. It says, voting report card for Dana. Dear Dana, public records indicate that you are eligible to vote in 2020. And then in bold type, who you vote for is private, but whether or not you vote is public record.
That's true.
We will be reviewing these records after the election to determine whether or not you joined your neighbors in voting. While we have hidden the name and street number of your neighbors to protect their privacy, these are their true voting records. We may call you to ask about your voting experience. If you do not vote this year, we will be disappointed, and we will be interested to hear why not.
Does it really say that?
Yes! And then it lists my name.
Yeah, and you voted in all the major elections dating back to 2012.
My address, yeah. And it says voted, 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 voted. Then it blocks out the two names below me.
But it obviously is the same street that you live
on. It's
my
same street, yeah. But it blocks out the number and the name. And it says voted, voted, no vote, voted.
Mm.
So if they're trying to shame you into voting, first of all, I don't understand. And second of all, why would you block out the neighbors? If you're really trying to shame somebody,
because they could probably get sued for that.
But what's the point of this? And we will be interested to hear why not. I mean, what the heck is that?
Why don't you bend over and I'll tell you.
Yeah. Center for Voter Information weirdos. I don't need to be shamed or judged into voting. I'll vote because I vote.
Dana, they're interested in furthering the civic experience of all Americans.
We'll be interested in hearing why you didn't vote. And it's signed by some guy named Lionel... Drips.
Drips is his last name?
That's his name.
Drips?
Yeah. It's a nonprofit.
Can you imagine being his wife, Mrs. Drips?
It's a nonprofit. I just don't understand what the point is here.
It's to further the civic experience and so that you follow through on your rights that men and women have shed blood to defend, Dana.
It says the Center for Voter Information is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, non-governmental organization that has helped millions of Americans register to vote. Okay.
Yeah, I went to their website. I can't find anything partisan on their website. Looks legit. But I see your point. It seems like they're trying to shame you and make you feel guilty if you don't vote.
Well, and here's the other deal. I don't need them to tell me when I voted. I know that I voted. It's almost like we're watching you.
Well, apparently they are.
Judgy McJudger.
They're definitely watching your voting records.
Right?
I'm proud of you that you voted in every major election since 2012. Thank you. Good for you. I'm proud.
If you get one of those, I want you to bring it in. I want to know if everybody's receiving these or...
Girl, I vote for dog catcher.
I know you do. I know you do.
I vote in every election. That is a sacred right.
Coming up later today, we're going to have some fun. This is going around on the internet. Two-sentence scary stories that will give you the creeps. And we want you to tell us in two sentences, what is the scariest story you have in 2020?
Scott, period. We hired Dana.
You're welcome.
News is coming up next. Grant Miller, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.